The Fanny Bryce Frank Morgan Show. For you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations, a special rebroadcast with John Cotty, Harlow Wilcox, Frank Tours and his orchestra, Hanley Stafford as Daddy, Fanny Bryce as Baby Snook, and Frank Morgan.
Why is my heart dancing? Imagine dancing. You look at me, and suddenly it's spring. Why do I keep sighing? Not sad, just dying. I'm young and free, and suddenly it's spring. High on a hilltop, love is calling. Someone should wish me happy falling. No more being lonely. You look at me, and suddenly it's spring. You look at me, and suddenly it's spring.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to everyone, which, of course, includes you, good Maestro Tours.
Hip-ho, Gunno Pudding. You know, the way you sang that song reminds me of a lad I met years ago when I was conducting for Irving Berlin.
Really? I remind you of him?
You certainly do. Well. He came into my office, ragged, tattered, and hungry, and begged for a chance to sing.
Uh-huh.
Even through his shabbiness, I could sense something, so I told him to go ahead.
Yes?
Well, you should have seen his face light up. He took off his battered cap, raised his head proudly, and then, John, he started to sing.
Yes, yes.
Boy, was he lousy.
Yes. Well, I walked into that one chin high. But why so on the muscle this eve, little chum?
Oh, I'm a most disgruntled bloke.
You are.
I've got tire trouble.
Tire trouble? Who hasn't?
Well, I'm in a bit of a fix. You see, I've been taking the bus down to the studio.
Uh-huh.
My wife's got a little car, but she doesn't drive it alone.
Oh, why not?
Well, it gets out of control when she's not in the back seat.
I see.
At any rate, I filched her car this evening, drove at a moderate rate of speed down to the studio, and what do you think happened?
What?
Well, I don't want my wife to find out.
No.
But I got a peach of a flat on Rorschach Boulevard.
You have? Well, give me a key and I'll tell my wife I'm going bowling. Greetings, my paunchy playmates. This sounds like an ideal spot for a card game.
It's the wrong flat, Pancho.
What?
Tours pick up a flat tire on Wiltshire Boulevard.
Oh, anyone I know? But of course, she can't be on my amatory agenda. She'd let you pick her up, Tours.
You don't understand. I had a blowout.
In your flat? And you didn't ask me?
Right. Huh? It's a flat tire on his wife's car.
Oh.
He's worried because of the tire shortage.
Well, that's very nice. What tire shortage?
Oh, now stop it, Frank. You know a man can't buy tires these days. There's a serious shortage.
Are you serious, Shorty? I get all the tires I want.
I don't believe it.
What?
The only people who get them are the army and the farmers.
Oh.
You're not in the army and you've never been a farmer.
That's no way to address General Morgan. My heck.
Now, wait a minute, General. Are you going to lie about the army or farming?
Farming. I mean, I'm not... My credentials were accepted by the tire rationing board without question. And I was granted a sufficient number of tires to see me through the emergency.
Well, now you get all the tires you want while we have to roll around on our rim.
It's only because of my service to the country as an agriculturist that I'm permitted...
What
agriculturist?
Are you talking about those poor radishes you raised in a window box?
I am referring to my 10,000-acre farm, carved from the productive soil of the most fertile and lush valley in California.
Is it really lush?
Oh, lush.
Yeah.
Well, my farm is a very scientific establishment, the envy of agronomists all over the world.
Oh, do you go in for animal husbandry?
Well, I never found one that was pretty enough to marry.
Oh.
Husbandry?
Yes.
You mean livestock?
Livestock.
Naturally. My herd produces milk with the highest butter fat content in the world. Each cow a purebred offspring of Kay's beauty of Bucks County.
That must be the bull.
No, it's as true as I'm saying. standing here. I have 1,000 pigs who've won blue ribbons at every state fair, including one sow who is so intelligent she can make known her wishes by simple communication.
How do you know what she wants?
Well, I receive a litter from her once a year. However, in spite of my success in raising animals, I became naturally famous for a trick played by nature.
What was it, Mr. Morgan?
I am the only farmer alive who ever had the good fortune to own twin Cerise hybrids.
Twin Cerise hybrids?
Yes.
What are those?
A pair of pink mules.
I'll say green pump.
Wedgies?
Just a flat.
Well, try this on for size. Oh, what are we
doing? Never mind. Just get on that mythical farm again and tell us about the corn, Pop.
Popcorn. That's the straw that broke the camel's back, Gavin. Now, they've got me doing it. My farm is not mythical. It was the original Morgan homestead, built by my grandfather, Hayloft Morgan, and inherited by my Uncle Barney and my Aunt Boxstall.
Your Uncle Barney and your Aunt Boxstall?
Very unsociable people, and practically unapproachable when the wind is from the west. Rheumatism, of course.
Of course.
Neither of them had any knowledge of agriculture, but still they managed to eat from the soil enough rocks to enable them to waylay their neighbors and take their food. Little by little, they accumulated all the land in the territory, plus an imposing prison record, and were finally hanged publicly in the gallows on the square of the village. Why do I stand for this?
When did you inherit this farm, Pancho?
Shortly after the celebration. Mm-hmm. Of course, I've done wonders with it, as you can no doubt see from these photographs.
Well,
I always carry it. Here, this is a picture of the place when it was being worked by my aunt and uncle.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah.
What's this in the corner? Is that the pigsty?
Yes. Uncle Barney is right there in the center of the pig.
I see.
He's the one eating from the small trough.
Oh. That's a wonderful scarecrow in the cornfield.
Scarecrow?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. No, that's my aunt. Oddly enough, she was serving as a scarecrow at the time. Got caught in a bear trap, and my uncle never moved her.
A gruesome-looking woman, isn't she?
Yeah.
I imagine she did a bang-up job of scaring the crows.
Remarkably efficient. In fact, she scared them so badly, they brought back the corn they'd stolen for the last 2 years. Well-matched couple, aren't they?
Oh, very. Tell me, where's the picture of the farm today?
Right here. Now, notice the new buildings, the sanitary pig pens, the poultry batteries, and the potato patch. I raised very large potatoes.
Oh, how large?
They're pretty large. Now, just behind that fence,
are your potatoes?
Well, they're large enough. Behind that fence.
Are they as large as grapefruit?
Larger. Behind that fence.
Large as melon?
Considerably larger. But what I want to point out...
How large are your potatoes?
You've never seen anything like them.
Well, I'd like to see them. Will you sell me 100 pounds?
Nonsense. I wouldn't cut a potato in half for anybody.
Frank Tours, the orchestra, and the voice of John Conte in A Cavalcade of Memories.
darling, you and I know the reason why the summer sky is blue. So do sweet romance, there is just one answer, you and I.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and take
a bow,
Frank.
John, yes, here's a letter for you.
Thanks, Frankie. It's an airmail special delivery from Daddy. I wonder what it says. Dear John, just a hurried note to tell you that Snooks and I are stopping at a small motel near the Grand Canyon. An amazing stroke of fortune has come my way. This very morning, a man came up to me and... But I won't write any more now. Suffice to say that even as you read this, I may be a millionaire. Yours, Daddy. P.S. Don't tell my wife yet. She's liable to bring the family to live with it.
Holy smokes, Daddy, a millionaire?
I'll believe it when he pays me that $10 he owes me. But gosh, I wonder what the story is behind this letter.
Oh, stop yowling, Snooks. I'll only be gone a little while.
I want to go with you.
Now stop that. You promised me you'd take a nap, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
I promise if you didn't, I'd give you a spanking.
Well, I didn't keep my promise, so you don't have to keep yours.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Look, Snooks, if I tell you where I'm going, will you stay here in the hotel room like a good girl?
Maybe.
And you won't tell a soul?
Of course, my heart.
Well, do you see this stick?
Uh-huh.
This, Snooks, is not an ordinary stick. It's a divining rod. Yeah.
A real one?
Yes, sir.
What's a divining rod?
A divining rod is a very rare natural phenomenon used in the detection of precious metals. This little stick, Snooks, is so delicately constructed that if there's gold in the vicinity, it quivers and points.
It ain't polite to point.
For a divining rod, it's polite.
Where'd you get it, Daddy?
Well, you remember that old prospector I was talking to this morning?
That dirty old man?
That dirty old man is a multimillionaire. And he sold me this rod for only $10. Imagine me getting this for only $10. That kills me.
Why don't Mommy find out you pay $10 for a stick?
Oh, why?
She'll kill you too.
How many times do I have to tell you that this is not an ordinary stick?
And why did he tell us?
Because he liked me. He's a retired gold miner. He's made his pile. He's through with the business, so he gave it to me.
Oh. He gave me the business.
No, the stick. Oh, what's the difference? Nothing's going to upset me today. We're going to be rich, Snooks. Rich, you hear? Why, this very afternoon, I expect to find more gold than I can carry.
You better take me with you, Daddy.
What for?
To help you carry it.
Maybe that isn't such a bad idea. They tell me gold is very heavy. Okay, you carry that pick and shovel.
What are you going to carry? What are you going to carry?
The divining rod. Now, let's go. Oh, what a beautiful day to become a millionaire. Smell that air. It's like wine.
Too bad Uncle Louis ain't here.
Why?
He'd be running around with his mouth open.
Oh, haven't you any romance in your soul? What a panorama. Look at that mountain peak.
What's it peaking at?
I'm referring to Old Baldy.
Who's he?
That's the name of the mountain, Old Baldy.
Why do they call it Old Baldy?
Because it's got no trees on its dome.
You got no trees on your dome.
Never mind. Just keep your eye on this divining rod. You don't want to miss the slightest quiver.
Are you sure it works, Daddy?
Well, we'll just test it. Here, I'll take out my gold watch and show you. Now, I hold the watch in this hand, place the rod directly over it. Presto. What do you see?
Presto.
That's strange.
Maybe your watch ain't gold, Daddy.
If it isn't, that jeweler back home jipped me out of a dollar and a quarter.
Look, Daddy. It's shimmering.
So it is.
Yeah.
There's gold around here somewhere. Quick, Snooks, where's it pointing?
Right at your mouth.
Oh. Well, it works anyway. hurry now. Let's walk a bit further out where there are no prying eyes.
Why?
Because the authorities don't permit anyone to dig holes around here.
Who dug that big one over there?
That's not a hole. That's the Grand Canyon.
Looks like a hole to me.
It would. The most majestic, the most awe-inspiring spectacle in the world, and you refer to it as a hole.
Well, whatever it is, who dug it?
It wasn't dug. It was caused by the erosion of the Colorado River.
Huh?
Erosion. It was eaten away by erosion.
Oh.
Now, if anybody back home asks you about the Grand Canyon, what are you going to say?
A Russian native.
Superb. Snooks, when you were a baby, I never dreamed you'd grow up into bright, intelligent girlhood. How right I was.
Daddy, the stick. It's pointing.
Good heavens, so it is.
Yeah.
This is it, Snooks. El Dorado. Drop those tools. Ow! Didn't have to drop them on my feet.
Are we going to dig here?
Yes, you look around for a landmark.
Why?
So we can remember this spot.
I see a sign, Daddy.
Oh, good. What does it say?
Not ice.
Not ice.
Yeah.
Oh, that says notice. You don't separate the word.
No?
No. What's the rest of that sign?
No trespassing.
That's no trespassing. Fine citizen you make can't even read signs. Hand me that shovel.
We're going to be rich, huh, Daddy?
Are we going to be rich? You'll be so rich that when you grow up, men will actually want to marry you.
Yeah.
If I have anything to say about it, you will. Stand back now. I'm going to throw up some dirt.
Who am I going to marry?
First guy that opens up his kisser.
What do you look like?
Don't worry. If I strike it rich here, you'll have enough money to make a match.
Make a match?
Yes.
If I have so much money, why can't I buy a match?
Snooks, I think I'm getting close. I just struck some quartz.
Quartz?
Yes. You know what quartz is composed of, don't you?
Uh-huh.
No. Quartz is a mineral that often contains gold ore.
Gold or what?
Or nothing. Ore is one of the states that gold comes in. It's found as either pure gold or ore.
Or ore?
Yes.
Or what?
Snooks, metals are first found in ore. You can mine gold ore or silver ore or copper ore.
Well, Doc, Daddy, here comes one now.
What?
A copper ore.
A copper ore?
Sure, he's got a badge.
Oh, it's a policeman. I shouldn't be digging here.
What do we do?
Engage him in conversation.
Uh-huh.
I'll keep my head down and hide these tools.
All right. Well,
walk away. Don't stand near this hole.
Oh, it's time to get up in the morning when the sun begins to shine.
Hello, Mr. Policeman.
Hello, little girl.
You want to marry me?
Well, now, I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to be a monkey millionaire.
You are?
Yeah. My daddy didn't for growing that hole over there.
Well, he is he?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just put a stop to that.
Well, he's got a rod.
He has, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I've got one, too. Hey, you, come out of that hole.
Oh, don't shoot, officer. I was just making mud pies for my little girl.
Don't give me that. You were digging for gold.
Well, how do you know?
Because I see you got one of Dirty Joe's phony divining rods.
Phony?
What'd you pay for yours?
Oh, just a few pennies.
$10.
Honest, officer, I didn't mean to.
Okay, bub, pack up your tools and go on home. But listen, if anybody offers you the Grand Canyon, don't give him more than $5 for it. So long, sucker.
What's a sucker, Daddy?
A sucker is an intelligent man who sometimes makes a mistake.
Oh.
Now, come on, let's go home.
Okay, sucker.
The Frank Morgan, Fanny Bryce Show is a rebroadcast presentation for the American Armed Forces and their allies. Now, in the time still remaining, we present a musical after show featuring Victor Young and his orchestra.